Evening. It's good to be back. We'll have to be in touch about, but the plan was really to go every 2 weeks. I think we'll go 2 weeks from tonight, and after that with Lag BaOmer, from Lag BaOmer to the next couple of weeks, there's weddings and dinners many nights a week, so we'll have to kind of play it by ear and see how, to find a night that works. The plan tonight is to talk about Shal Shuris, Sudah Shlishit, the third meal of Shabbos. We're really talking about the three meals. If you could pass those out, that would be great. I always remember that when I got to yeshiva in Israel, and we changed the clocks, I guess, was it early November? And on the schedule for the next Shabbos, it said, 4 o'clock mincha, followed by Shal Shuris. And half the kids were like, what? There's no Shal Shuris in the winter. They had no idea there's such a thing as Shal Shuris in the winter. It was like the first summer I was in Camp Lavi as a waiter, and we handed out benchers the first Sunday night that there was a barbecue, and a lot of kids were like, it's not Shabbos, why are we benching? I think people don't know that there's something called Shal Shuris all year. In the summer, it's a long day, so it's like dinner. It kills some time. We could sit outside. But there's really halacha of Shal Shuris all year. I like to try to explore Shal Shuris both from a halachic standpoint and try to understand a little bit why it's given a tremendous, we'll see, the schar, the reward for eating three meals and specifically Shal Shuris. Even what we call it, Shalosh Seudos, Shal Shuris means what?
Three meals.
Why do we call Shal Shuris Shal Shuris? Is it the first meal is not any less important? It's the closer, okay.
Because without it, you don't have the three meals.
Okay, without the first one, you don't have the three meals either. Right, in modern Hebrew, and a lot of places, they write, because they don't like the way it sounds, Shal Shuris, the Shal Shuris. So, Sudah Shlishit. But we'll see, that's probably the correct, it is the third meal, So let's go. It starts with the Gemara in Shabbos and Kufit Zion and Beis. And the Gemara says, Tanur Banan, Kama Seudos Chayav Adam Lachol B'Shabbos. How many meals does a person need to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh, three. The Rabbanan say three meals. Rabbi Chidka, it's not as well known, Omer Arba, you have to have four meals on Shabbos. How do you put that one together? Kiddush, maybe. Wake up early, breakfast, Suda. They both derive their source from the same, their ruling from the same pasuk. Pasuk says, and you can take a look at it in source too, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe tells the Jewish people, Ichlu Hayom, Kishavis Hayom Hashem, Hayom lo simtso basada. So what word appears many times in the pasuk, Hayom, it didn't need to say that. They're all going on the first Hayom. You could have said, Yomer Moshe, Ichlu Hayom, Kishavis Hu, lo timtso basada. Or Yomer Moshe, Shabbos Hayom, Ichlu, lo timso basada. You only need Hayom three times. So each time Hayom, and it's referring to the man, the food, which we talked about in Lacha Mishnah, three times it says man. So Rabbi Chidka, Savar, the Gemara says, he holds Hani Tlasa Hayom, Labar Meurta. Three Yoms, not excluding night. So there's night, and three times it says day. So you have to have one meal at night and three meals in a day. Rabbanan Savri, Behadei Deurta, it's including the night. It says Yom, it means the day of Shabbos. Every time it says Yom, it doesn't mean specifically the Yom. Proof, Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, the Mitzvah of Kiddush Midrash is only Friday night, not Shabbos day. Yom is referring to the day of Shabbos, not the entity of Shabbos. Saturday starts with Friday night, and we pass them like the Rabbanon that a person needs to have three meals. Okay, very nice. Have a meal Friday night, have a meal Shabbos day, and have a meal, another meal Shabbos day. We're not going to talk today about the when to have Shal Shuris. Does it have to be after Mincha? Does it have to be in the afternoon? There are times where you want to have Shal Shuris in the morning, most prominently when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Those who want to have bread at that third meal will have Shal Shuris before Chatzos. When Yom Tov is on Motzei Shabbos, so that when Yom Tov is on Motzei Shabbos, also you need to have, when it's a 3-day Yom Tov, and you want to have Shal Shadosh, you don't have it in the morning, but a lot of people will split their lunch. That's what we do when that happens. We'll have, you know, fish in first course, bench, take a walk around the block, or wait a couple minutes. That's a question, how to play that out in terms of when during the day, which we're not going to talk about today. But the three meals doesn't seem to be any added significance to the third meal of the day. Then the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Ches says something unbelievable. Amar Bishimon ben Pazi, Amar Bishuv ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. Kol Mekayim Shalosh Seudos b'Shabbos. Anyone who fulfills three meals on Shabbos, Nitzol Mishalosh Peronios, is saved from three punishments if you eat three meals. One, Michevlo Shal Mashiach, the pains of Mashiach. Number two, Midina Shal Gehenim. That's not a small thing. You gotta figure if you're being saved from the judgment of Gehenim, of hell, you're doing something significant. And number three.
You do what you want all week.
What? Okay, right. Rabbi said, Umi Milchemes Gog Umagog. We know that when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be a battle, a war, where the death toll and destruction will be worse than anything we've ever experienced. And that's why there were those who said and still say that was the Holocaust. We don't know. It doesn't say how long after that Milchama. We hope so. It's hard to imagine anything worse than that. We can't imagine anything worse than that. But someone eats three meals on Shabbos, is saved from Chevel Shel Mashiach, the pains of Mashiach, Gehenim, and from the war of Gog Magog. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in each of those three examples that uses the word Yom. So it uses the word Yom, the source of the meals is Yom, Yom, Yom. So you're saved from Mashiach. And we're going to have to understand why. What's the connection between those three terrible punishments and eating three meals on Shabbos? And we're starting to see that there is something more significant about, not necessarily Suda Shlishi, Shal Shudas, but of eating three meals. Now, you can't eat three meals unless you have Shal Shudas. But there is some significant aspect of eating these three meals, and it's more than that. The Gemara on Shabbos, and the next Amud, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chelki Me'ochle Shalosh Sudos. My portion should be with those who eat Shalosh Sudos. Eat three meals. When I get to Olam Haba, I'm gonna go up and be like, I'm one of the guys who had three meals. And the Mefarshim are all bothered. What do you mean? Yehei Chelki Me'ochle Shalosh Sudos. It's a Chiv. It's a Chiv. You have to do it. I'm going to be one of those guys who got the Shemayim, and I wore tefillin. Okay? You know, it's not always so easy to wear tefillin, but that's what the great Rabbi Yossi, who was one of the students of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, one of the seven students who he rebuilt the Torah world, that's what I ate three meals on Shabbos. So the Marsha, based on the Tosfos of Bukhara, said that already, back in the time of the Gemara, people weren't careful about three meals. It's hard to know why. I mean, it happens to be in the winter. It's very hard. Especially if you have a big Shabbos lunch. I mean, there are times you go straight from lunch to mincha. It's hard to, we'll see, according to many who are showing me, you have to have bread. Not everyone holds that way. We'll get to that. So the Marashah says that he's praising himself, because not everyone did it. Many people did not. There are a lot of halachas. I don't know if a person was makpid never to talk Lashon Hara. I would say he could go to Shemayim and he could say, Kosh Baruch Hu, God, I'm from the guys who didn't talk Lashon Hara. God, I don't know, I've never been up there. But I can't imagine God's going to be like, what do you mean? It's Shkayach, that's a halacha. That's what you have to do. It's Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer. No, it's not easy. It's not easy. Yeichel, that's what the Marsha explained. I saw in a sefer, which is very interesting, there's an opinion that your Yotze Shal Shudas with Divrei Torah. Opinion. I actually, when I came for my...
Does that include the wife?
If your wife says Divrei Torah and you listen, yeah. So listen to this story.
Meaning,
Now, you have to hear it.
Is she beholden to that, or is it just?
So we're going to see. Women are obligated in Shalosh Shuvos. Okay. In three meals, we're going to see, according to almost everyone. Okay. So if it's a Devar Torah that's sensible, so then yeah. Okay. That's why they tell a story, and I started this when I came for my Prabha, because it was during the, between Menucha Marav, the Beis Halevi once went to a town, he was in a motel, I don't know if he was scholar residence or whatnot, and after Mincha, he's giving a lecture, and he's looking around, there's no bread. He's like, we have to have Shalosh Shuvos. So they said, oh, don't worry about it, we rely on the opinion that says that you could fulfill Shalosh Shuvos with Divrei Torah. So you're going to give a shiur, you're going to give a brilliant shiur, so we'll be Yotze that way. So the Beis Halevi says, no, no, no. Because if I give a shiur and you reject it, you disprove it. If what I'm saying is sheker, is false, so then we're not Yotze anything. If you eat it, you eat it. But maybe my Torah is wrong. So at the time, I said, okay, I hope everyone ate Shalosh Shuvos. But so there are those who say that, look at the words of Rabbi Yossi. He changes from the initial words in Source 3. The initial din is Kol HaMikayim Shalosh Sudos. And what does Rabbi Yossi say? Yechelki Me'ochle Shalosh Sudos. I want my portion to be among those who eat Shalosh Sudos. The people who Mikayim, they fulfill Shalosh Sudos. How they fulfill Shalosh Sudos? They can learn. Rabbi Yossi is saying, no, I'm from the guy, you don't rely on the Torah, I am going to eat. I eat my Shalosh Sudos. Okay. I thought that was a cube shot. But why those three punishments? What does eating three meals of Shabbos have to do with Chevli Mashiach, the pains of Mashiach, Gehenim, and Gogu Magog? So I saw two explanations. The Torah Tamima in Source 7. He says as follows. Lo nispayar shaychus ha'anyanam ha'ilu l'kiya mitzvazu. It's not clear what the connection is, the application, the relevance from this mitzvah to these three things. The ksas yesh lomar, we could a little bit say, to ikar hakavan hi lasuda shlishis. This is really not referring to meal one and meal two, it's referring to the third meal. So now we're starting to see already, the Torah theme assumes that these rewards or these salvations are being heaped on a person for shalosh shuvos. Why? Shaharov kasha la adam lekayim ba suda gemura. It's very difficult for a person to eat a real meal at Shalosh Shuvos. A, most of the year we're full. B, let's be honest, Shalosh Shuvos food is usually not so good. Now you could make it good, but like your best Shalosh Shuvos food is not, if you're gonna have a real suda, okay, if you're gonna have the sushi platters, fine, that's what they're talking about. But if you're going to have bread, which is often stale, and like food that you don't eat all week, not because it's special for Shabbat, you know, we've opened the Shalosh Shuvos. It's hard. And if you're on a diet and you're trying, having an extra meal is annoying, and you want to eat Motzei Shabbos, so it's hard. Mipnei sviyasom, misu the chakras, you're full from your chakras meal. So ukshmekayin kizeh, when you fulfill it properly, have is a tchilasa tsar. The start is with pain. The sofa ratzon in the end is with desire, is with an excitement, so to speak. Why? Shemekayim a mitzvah k'mamar, because you're fulfilling the mitzvah. V'chol ilahan yonim shechashiv kan hein tchilasa tsar the sofa ratzon. All three of these things start off with pain, but in the end is really good. They're pains of Mashiach. But Mashiach is coming. Gehenim, as bad as it gets, but that's to purify us, to get us to Gan Eden, to Olam Haba, and Melchemes Gog Magog is the prelude to the Akras Hayamim. So eating the third meal, which is hard, now it's a nice shot, still, it's not for me to quit. What? Okay, it's a Chilas Gas, I'm saying, but even if that's true, that's a little bit hard, and then we ended up being good. Because of that, you get such an amazing reward. So I saw the Shem Yishmuel, Sakachav Rebbe. He says something very interesting. I understand most of it, I think. There's a Medrash that says that the three meals on Shabbos correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Three meals correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, whatever that means exactly. So says the Shem Yishmuel, that these three things correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, the Medrash says, Avram sits at the entrance of Gehenna, and anyone who has a mila, he doesn't let them in to Gehenna. He fights to keep them out of Gehenna. And that's why if there's a stillborn, lo aleinu, they will circumcise the baby, who's not alive, and they usually give the baby a name also, but they circumcise the baby because of this matters. Because Avram Avinu stands at the gate of Gehenna and fights, advocates for those who have a mila. So he says, Gehenna, Avram Avinu represents what's Avram Avinu's greatest mida, maybe Hechnas Orechim, and also he was the first one with Emunah. He was the first one to believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Gehenna is the opposite. It's a lacking of God. There's no God, or God's not present there. So he says, if you eat a meal, one meal, which corresponds to Avram Avinu, so you get saved from Gehenna. Yitzchak, Gog Magog, is the ultimate fight. Sorry, the Chevel Shel Mashiach is after the last war with Amalek and the Zerah of Esav. So Esav comes from Yitzchak. What gave Amalek their power was the bracha of Yitzchak. So a person who eats a meal which corresponds to Yitzchak gets saved from Chevlo Shel Mashiach. And then he says the third meal is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. He says that the war of Gog Magog is the battle of Yefes. Yefes, he writes, held on to the Simla when he wanted to cover Noach, which represented the Chitzonius, the external components of life, the beauty, wisdom, which is lacking inner substance. So he says that Yaakov was the opposite. Yaakov was Ishtam. Yaakov was true on the inside and the outside. So when we eat a meal corresponding to Yaakov Avinu, that saves us from Gog Magog, which is based on Yefes, which is all about external beauty and stuff like that. I thought that was, whatever I understood, an interesting pshat. And we'll come back to that. I just wanted to go through three quick halacha aspects in the second side of the page. The three meals deraisa are the only derabbanan. So the simple pshat is that they are derabbanan. Why? Simple as deraisa. It's learned from a pasuk. Kishavos hayom, echlu hayom. They're simple pshat that deraisa. And the Levush writes this. The Levush writes it's deraisa. The language of Shulchan Aruch is Yezayir Ma'od L'Kayim Suda. You have to be very careful. It's a mitzvah deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah says if you have an ani who's passing through, it's not enough to give him food for the first meal and second meal. You have to even give him food for the third meal. They're all deraisa. The Eliyahu Rabbah argues in two places and he says, no, it's only derabbanan, like Michi said. There's a pasuk. It's a drasha. That's an asmachta. Like we have numerous times, the pasuk is not a deraisa. It's only the Rabbanan. So it is important to know that not only is it going to save us from, I shouldn't say not only, but yeah, it'll save us from Mashiach and from Gog Magog and from Gehenna, but if that's too far away in our mind to think about, so it's also, it's a chiv deraisa, according to many Achronim, having three meals, not just meal one and meal two, but even the third meal is deraisa. They point out, it's very interesting, the language of Shulchan Aruch in Source 10 is Yezar Ma'od L'Kayim Su'uda Shlishis. Why have to be very careful to fulfill the third meal?
Well, it's a mashma language. It's not their rights. If it was the rights, it wouldn't be Zar Ma'od.
Oh, very good. So some point out that why is the Shulchan Aruch saying Yezar Ma'od? It's deraisa. Yeah. And not every halacha. Yezar Ma'od Lani Yatzvon. It happens to be that for minyan, the Shulchan Aruch says Yishtadel. Try. Okay, I tried. I'll try again tomorrow. N-I-C-E-T-R-Y, right? We'll see, you know? So they point out there, it doesn't really mean Yishtadel. Yeah, it's a question why the Shulchan Aruch uses Yishtadel. So here it says Yehizar. They say it doesn't mean, because even if it's Durabonon, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't write Yehizar for Durabonon. So I saw two explanations. One Yehizar, like we said, because it's hard. Suda Shlishis is hard. We have to be zar. It's very hard to fulfill. Very often it becomes very difficult to eat. But there's another pshat. The Ben Yoyada says, "Yei zar ma'ot to eat a third meal, because if you eat meal one and two and not meal three, so what have you accomplished? Is it three independent mitzvahs that combine to something special? Or is it one mitzvah that have three meals? If you eat two meals and don't eat the third meal, do you get 66%? We don't have, there's only one mitzvah I can think of that you get partial credit. What's that? And it's not even so pashut. It's only, it's machokas rishonim.
Isn't there a separate mitzvah just in the bracha that you're saying?
There is a mitzvah to make a bracha, but I mean the mitzvah, like if you take a lulav and esrog and hadasim and miss aravos, you don't get 75% of the credit. If you have a four-corner garment and you put strings on three sides, you're now like, okay, sometimes you take the 75, you know? I'll take the 75 if I got a 100 on the previous test, you know? It equals out to not bad. So what? There's one exception, I believe. There's a Mabit who says that there's tshuva, you get partial credit. It's against the Rambam. The Mabit says if you have regret, even if you're going to not accept to not do it again, you still get partial. The Rambam says that's like your tovel v'sharetz biyado. The Mabit says no. Charata, this is a conversation for another time, but charata, regret itself, has validity even if you're going to continue, even if you're going to continue to do that vera. There's something to be said. You get partial credit. So what about here? If the person eats Friday night an amazing meal, challah, he came to all these TNL, so there's salt on the table and he's dipping the clit, right? The mamtik, the dinim, and he's covering the challah, boshes sapas, and everything else we talked about. Shalom aleichem. But he doesn't need shal shudas. So does he get? Did he get two mitzvahs? So the Ben Yada says no. The Ben Yada says, the Shulchan Aruch says, yezar mo l'kayim su the shlishis, because if you don't have the third meal, you don't get credit for meal one and two either. Which is wild. And the Or Zaruah seems to say that way also, because he asks, why is no bracha on the mitzvah of eating three meals of Shabbos? I'm very into these topics, as you maybe have heard me speak about. Why is no bracha on the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, certainly. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan also. We make brachas on the mitzvah d'rabbanan, Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah. So why is there no bracha on Shalosh Udot? Why is there no bracha?
Because you may not do it.
What do you mean?
When are you gonna make it?
At
Friday night?
At
the
third meal.
So says the Ben Yoda, because you don't know. When are you going to make it? The first meal, you're not going to finish the mitzvah until for depending if you make early Shabbos or not, 23 to 25 hours, whatever, 24 hours later. So that seems to show that they're not independent mitzvahs. If they're independent mitzvahs, so before Friday night, I'll make a bracha. Before Shabbos day, I'll make a bracha. And before Shabbos Shus, I'll make a bracha. You see that it's one entity to eat three meals. So now that's going to give that third meal a little more significance, because that's what's enabling you to close the deal, to fulfill this mitzvah, maybe d'oraisa, maybe d'rabbanan.
If you were to, obviously you're having Friday night, you're having your meal. You're having a meal after Kiddush. What about if the second meal is breakfast? Think about during the winter. Is that now?
Yeah. When do people? I'll tell you what I used to do when you would do this. When you go to Israel and you're in the hotels, right? So they have that great breakfast. So you daven early. You go to this 7:30 minyan. Right. You come back. You could catch the last 15 minutes of the all-you-can-eat breakfast. And if it's yontif, they're making the almas for you, right? Hopefully Shabbos not. But you want to eat that great. You want to eat that great breakfast. You want to eat that great all-you-can-eat breakfast. So you want to eat that breakfast. So what do you do? So you go daven at 7:30. You're done 9:15. Sit down. You have a great breakfast. And what does that become? That becomes your second meal. And then you always nap for 2 hours, or if it's on a bet, you go learn for a couple hours. And then lunch is 1 o'clock. So lunch becomes Shal Shudas, three meals. So there's a big debate whether you could do that. Does your second meal have to be the Chashuv meal? The Gemara says, Kavod Yom, Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Kodem, your day meal, your first meal of the day, is supposed to be your significant meal, but not everyone says that way. And in fact, the example I gave you of Yom Tov and Shabbos, so we do this. When Yom Tov is on Shabbos, well, you can't have Shabbos at 5 o'clock because you're not eating a big meal in such proximity to Yontif. Or let's say Yontif is, let's assume Shavuos was Shabbos Sunday. So you have to have Shalosh Shavuos. It's not.
Sunday, Monday.
Let's just say it was Shabbos Sunday. I don't know if that could happen or not. Let's assume it was Shabbos Sunday. Or Pesach, Sukkot, whatever. So Shabbos, you have to have Shalosh Shavuos. But you can't have a meal between Mincha Marv, because that's 2 hours before you're going to have your Yontif meal. You're not going to have a big meal so in such close proximity. So what do? I wash, I'll have fish, I'll bench, that's my lunch. And now, I'm going to wash again and have all my delicious Shabbos food. So this is done. It could be done. There are those who question on a regular Shabbos if it's acceptable to do that.
Does Shalosh Shavuos have to be, do you have to make a hamotzi?
Good. Next topic. Next thing. The Ramban quotes those, you can have fruit and other snack foods. Now, what's the difficulty with that pshat? What's the source for the three meals? Hayom. Is there any difference between the three hayoms? They're all referring to what? The man. So it says the Ritva, he says it doesn't make sense. All three are the same. You need bread, you need lechem mishnah like we spoke about last week. What's the difference? What difference is there in the source of Friday night and Shalosh Shavuos? Now, if Shalosh Shavuos is the Rabbanon, you're already going to start to see that it's an asmachta, maybe all three meals are the Rabbanon. This Ramban, though, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Source 17, it's good to know. And everyone, I think, relies on this from time to time. And certainly once we see that women are obligated, they're going to want to rely on this a lot. Sarech la sosa b'pas. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you need bread. V'yesh yomrim, to those who say, sheyachal la sosa b'chol ma'echal ha'asim e'echam e'chameshes mine dagon. Mizonos. Crackers, cookies. V'yesh yomrim, sheyachal la sosa b'dvarim shemalaftim ben apas kebasa v'dagim. We're dropping down madrigas. First is bread, then is mizonos, then is meat and fish, right?
Can we just back up and translate to walk me through that?
Yeah, time? Bread is the first.
So you, what are these levels here?
Yeah, the Rishonim debate whether they need to eat bread for Shalosh Shavuos. Okay. The source is the same for all three meals. The word hayom,
right.
Today.
No, I got that right. Part, but then.
So then the Shulchan Aruch says, ideally, you need to have bread. And there are those who say, if you don't have bread, you could have...
If you don't, okay.
You don't have bread, you're allowed to make it on anything from the five grains. Crackers, whatnot. Mm-hmm. Now, those say, if you don't have that...
Wait. Is he saying, if you don't have bread? Is that saying if you don't have?
No, that's if you don't have. You're right. My bad. One could. Now, those say that one could eat crackers and the like. And there are those who say they could have meat or fish. And there are those who say, but not fruit. The Yesh Omer, there are those who say, Dafilu bepeiros yachal asosa. You can even have fruit. The Svar Rishona Iker. The real halacha is the first opinion, which is bread. Should tsarech lasosa bepas? Ella imkein hu saveya biyoser. Unless you're really full. There's no requirement to pain yourself. In fact, the Rishonim say that the mitzvah is not, some Rishonim say, we learned this in the Ran and the Chabur in the beginning of Pesachim, the mitzvah is not to eat three meals. The mitzvah is to enjoy. And if you don't enjoy eating, there's no chiyuv to have bread.
The classic example, winter time, you finish lunch. And it's mincha.
You go straight from lunch to mincha. So to eat, that's Shalosh Shavuos, is not oneg. Yeah. That's the opposite of oneg. Right. So if you're very full, then you don't have. Then you can rely on other things, and the Mishnah Berurah says that everyone agrees that mitzvah min hamuvchar, the ideal, is bread. But, b'di'eved, a person can have other food items. So what's a b'di'eved? Okay, if a person's full, and he's not going to enjoy the bread, I would say a person doesn't need to pain himself, or to put himself in the situation. If a person's on a diet, and they say you don't gain pounds on Shabbos, I can tell you that's not true. Well, maybe it's true if you don't eat at the Kiddush and eat again at home, and then eat at another Kiddush, you know.
I thought it was supposed to be the Tzar, isn't that what that was the shot?
No, it is Tzar. But in the end, it's ratzon. The reality is, it's so. You're saying from that Torah Tamima, there's something about it, right?
Should be no matter what.
So maybe what he meant tsar, he didn't mean tsar. He means tsar. He says tsar. Maybe what he means is like not kishmak. Sometimes things are not kishmak. It's not enjoyable, but it's not tsar. You know what I'm saying? You don't have an appetite. We eat all the time. We don't have an appetite. You know.
Yeah,
you're at the barbecue. You already had two hot dogs, two hamburgers. You don't have an appetite. Fine, but that is important to know. And woman, the Shulchan Aruch says clearly are obligated for one of two reasons: either because afhein hayyab oso anes, they were included in the miracle, and the man was a miracle. They were included in that miracle, so they're obligated. Or because any person who's obligated in the los ases, the don't do's on Shabbos, is obligated to keep the ases, and included in that positive commandment is three meals. There is an opinion of Shlomo Kluger who says women are exempt, and everyone quoted in any contemporary sefer rejects that of Shlomo Kluger. But again, you know, I don't know if you need kavana, right? Like, I was just thinking. Let's say. I don't know the answer to this question. I wonder what you think. I finished my lunch, and now my kids are having Shabbos party. Okay? So I have a cookie, I have a piece of cake. I take popcorn, I have some fruit. And then I get the Shabbos Shudos, and I'm like, yeah, not feeling it. So can I rely on what I ate an hour and a half ago and say, that's my Shabbos Shudos? Bidi Eved, you're okay with Peros. Or do you need to eat it l'shem? Do you need to eat it for the purpose of Shal Shudas? That means anytime you eat a kazayas, let's say, or a kabetza, a certain amount, from the time lunch is over, the rest of Shabbos, that could count as your Shal. I would think probably not. You could probably think. But even if you'll admit to the ancient kavana, that's not called a meal. You can make it into a meal if you want. But to just say, oh, 3 hours ago, someone came over and I had a cookie, I would think probably not.
If you have more than three meals, is that, are you about to Yosef?
No, I can tell you you're not. I'll tell you how I know you're not. Because we learned last time that the halacha is that you're supposed to have two lechem mishnah, even if you have meya sudos b'shabbos, the language was. I don't know exactly Meya Sudos B'Shabbos, but when do they pry? Aren't there places that Shabbos is like many, many hours long?
Alaska.
One of my students just, what?
Detroit.
Well, when the Shabbos?
Right before the time, so the extra hour.
Extra hour. No, but someone told me their father was somewhere for business. Shabbos ended like at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Right.
Even like Manchester in the UK in the summertime.
So if you're waking up early for a Sunday morning, you could have five meals. Okay, I want to go to the next page. The next page is the really fun stuff. Really fun stuff. Why is it called Shalosh Shudos? It's just one of three. Why do we call this meal Shalosh Shudos, and why is it such a big deal? So. We'll do it outside for a time. The Baal Shem Tov, they say, founder of Chassidus, was in a village, and I don't know if it meant the one who owned the village, the leader of the village gathered a lot of people together and had a big Shal Shudas, and they were singing and having a good time. And the Baal Shem Tov asked him, where do you see it? It's such a big deal to spend so much money on this third meal. And this person who organized this told the Baal Shem Tov, because when Shabbos ends, so what happens? What leaves us? The Neshama Yisera. The Neshama Yisera is getting ready to go. There are a lot of Neshama Yiseras present right now at Shal Shudas. So let's make a really big deal to escort out and to tap in to this extra neshama. We're a little bit more sensitive or spiritually locked and loaded because of the Neshama Yisera. And you find that. I know on school Shabbatones, the singing at Shal Shudas, then we remember back to the Yeshiva days. There's a powerful moment that Shabbos, you would think the opposite. Shabbos is ending and we're getting excited to do whatever we're going to do. Finally, we're with anxiety for the work we have to do, or for what's going on for the week, or we're nervous for opening day softball. But no, Neshama Yisera is present, and we want to make a big deal about it. Which I thought was interesting. The Sefer Machzik Bracha, which is the Chidah, he says, Shal Shudas tells you, and this is very powerful, how impressive and how lishma your first two meals were. If a person has a great meal Friday night and a great meal Shabbos day, and he skips Shal Shudas, so he just had dinner and he had lunch. He had good food. I don't know. Your food might not be better than your barbecue Sunday night, your Friday night dinner. Shabbos day lunch, I don't know. If you went out to a good restaurant Shabbos day, I'm not sure that's better. So eating this third meal is Megala, reveals what your intentions were in the first two meals, that you ate these meals not just because family's together and it's time to eat a good meal, you ate it because of Shabbos. And the litmus test is, are you willing to eat a nice Shal Shudas? And maybe that means don't overeat lunch in the winter. Maybe it means holding back a little bit. So I could be, the language of the Mishnah Berurah is Chacham Eino Barosho. The wise man's got eyes in his head. He's thinking, okay, I'm going to have to eat a Shal Shudas. Maybe I got to hold back and not have, 12 pieces of challah, 6 pieces of deli roll, and 3 desserts because I'm going to eat a Shal Shudas. So the third meal actually is more chashuv, because the third meal is what tells us that everything we ate on Shabbos was l'kavod Shabbos, l'oneg Shabbos, not just stam and achila that we want to partake in. And I thought that was very, very, very nice pshat, very powerful. And the final thing I heard, so I will read this one together, verse 21, Hatam shanu korin suda shlishis shal Shabbos b'shem shalosh sudos v'lo suda shlishis. Why? This is the Kazmir Rebbe. I'm not sure that is. I saw this quoted, and I found this sefer. He said the reason we call the third meal Shalosh Sudas, which really means three meals, and not Seudah Shlishit, the third meal, Mishum De'isa B'Medrash, Tachlis Hayamim Leilos. It says in the Medrash, the purpose of days is what? Is for the night. Tachlis HaLeilos, the purpose of the night is Shabbosos. Sounds like Chad Gadya. Tachlis Shabbosos, the purpose of all of Shabbos is Yom Kippur. What does that mean? Ena kavanah shu sof, doesn't mean it's the end. El adarabah, hasofu kol hakol. The end includes everything that came before it. So kmo shabbosos kol hakol. Shabbos includes everything of the week. Everything that happened during the week is included in Shabbos. Ken Yom Kippur kol hakol shabbosos hashana. Yom Kippur includes in it, or combines all the power of all the shabbosos of the year is infused into Yom Kippur. Kena Ne'ila, who call Yom Kippur. All Yom Kippur leads up to Ne'ila. The Iker Shema Yisrael. The whole point of Ne'ila is to the Shema Yisrael, where you're on that level, where you could belt out, God is one. So what does that have to do with us? So he says, Shabbos builds up. Shabbos builds up. It's like a snowball. This is actually why the Aruch HaShulchan explains Kavod Yom is other than Kavod Laila. If you have one piece of meat, you're supposed to have it Shabbos day and not Friday night. He says because the Kedusha of Shabbos grows exponentially. And Shabbos starts and there's excitement. And as the day is going on, the holiness grows. It's like a snowball that's moving. And as it's rolling, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So Shabbos is on Friday night. We start the Shabbos, Mekadesh Shabbos, and there's Kedusha. And Shabbos day is more Kedusha. The pinnacle, when it all wraps together, is at the very end of Shabbos, which is Shal Shudas. So the tachlis, the purpose of both meals, is really to get to that point of Shal Shudis, where you could really appreciate the Shabbos. The Kedusha Shabbos is more palpable. We can feel it more. It's the end of the Shabbos, so we actually call the Suda Shlishis, the third meal, Shal Shudis, because it's got the holiness of all three meals together. And I think the week of Shalom Aleichem, I quoted the Abu Draham, who's a Rishon, who says that the reason in Mincha, right, each of the three davenings, Shabbos is different than Yom Tov. Yom Tov, Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv had the same Shmona Esrei. Atav HaKartanev, Atitain Lanu, Yalv Yavav, Hasienu. Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos Shacharis, Shabbos Mincha, separate Shmona Esrei. So that Abu Draham was a Rishon. He says, Friday night represents our marriage with Hashem. So what are the first words of the Shmona Esrei? Ata Kiddushta. It's Kiddushin. Shabbos morning after the Kiddushin is the Simchas Chasan and Kala, when the bride and groom, they're dancing and everyone's dancing in front of them and making them besimcha. And what are the first words of Shabbos Shacharis? Yismach Moshe. We highlight that particular aspect of the Simchas Chasan and Kala. And Mincha, after Simchas Chasan and Kala, really it's before, but the wedding ends, and what do we have? Yichud. It's our Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata Echad, the Shimcha Echad, we're one, us and God are one. So Shal Shudis, Sudash Shlishis, represents that idea where it's the pinnacle, it's all the dating and the Kiddushin and the dancing culminates and ends with that Yichud, and that's what the Suda Shlishis, the Shal Shudis is. Maybe that's why it's called Shal Shudis, and either because it's revealing to us, and it's a litmus test that what we did Friday night was not just because we want to eat a good meal and spend time with family. We want to have Oneg Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, Shabbos lunch also. So to eat Shal Shudis, that shows that you're doing this for Shabbos. It's the idea that the Neshama Yisera is present, it's getting ready to leave, so we're more spiritually attuned to what's going on. There are a lot of Neshama Yiseras there, so let's have a nice meal. Let's sing, or here we try to sing, or we watch a couple people sing. We sing to make it, you know, we'll get there. But the Neshama Yisera, or it's because the Kiddusha is like a snowball, and it really culminates with Shal Shudis. So hopefully we will try to be more sensitive to Shal Shudis and enjoy Shal Shudis. If you want to take a look in your own time later, the Sefer Matan Moshe has 10 things, 10 examples or 10 things that the three meals of Shabbos correspond to, which are pretty wild. I put it in here in case you wanted to look at later. We will end here. Everyone have a good night and a good Shabbos. If you want to play softball,